Is starting and running a business for you? Many people run away from the idea of running your own business. I had someone ask me a question. Sis Zai, how long is the process to register a permit for a company? I looked at her with a smile and replied, 1 minute. It is faster than setting up a Facebook account. I have learned that sometimes we are too fearful of the unknown, preferring to stay ignorant. Are you one of those who prefer to sit and complain about life, cry without a why, finding life boring, and silently hating yourself and those around you and find God utterly unfair? Or are you seeking to find your calling and your purpose on earth? Are you seeking ways to be a better person so you can contribute to the community? By contemplating on these questions, you will have a better understanding to what you truly want. It will also assist you to decide if you wish to be your own boss or are you simply comfortable to be employed. What your parents never told you. Let me put in plain words the significant truths your parents never told you. So E for employee. Employees are people who work for others. As an employee, you will earn a monthly income no matter how much profit the company you work for gains or not. But what if for any reason you cannot work anymore? As an employee, there is a boss who takes control of you. How much maximum income can you earn? Then the self-employed. You are the boss and you are the employee as well. Example, a doctor runs his or her own clinic. A lawyer runs his or her own legal firm. Being self-employed, you do not have a boss. No one can order you around. You work at your own time. Your income depends on your working time. The longer you work, the more you earn. But what if for some reason you cannot work anymore? Then there's the business owner. You are the boss. You create employment opportunities for others. You leverage on people's time, mind, and energy to make money for you. As an investor, money works for you. If you have a huge sum of funds, you make your personal investment, for example, deposit accounts and property, and you generate passive income in your account monthly. The golden question is to ask yourself, which level are you at and where are you headed for?